Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
on, praise him out loud right where you are worshiping. Hallelujah. 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 You're holy. You're holy. You're holy. You're holy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Father God. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everyone, for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you come in on tonight, Lord God. Say to your people what you would desire for them to hear, Lord God. Help them to receive and to understand, Lord God, that they may apply your word to their lives, Lord God, that it may bring about change for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Getting right into the word on tonight. The foundational text comes from 1 Kings 17, verses 1 through 16, and I will be reading from the Amplified Bible. Elijah the Tishbite of the temporary residence of Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there should be no dew or rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go from here and turn east and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith, east of the Jordan. You shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he did according to the word of the Lord. He went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread in the evening, and he drank of the brook. After a while the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have not a loaf baked, but only a handful of meal in the jar and a little oil in the bottle. See, I am gathering two sticks. I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elisha said to her, "Fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me a little cake of it first and bring it to me. And afterward, prepare some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not waste away, or the bottle of oil fail, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." She did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not spent, nor a bottle of oil fail, according to the word which the Lord spoke through Elijah. The title of tonight's message is Pancake or Pancake? Pancake or Pancake? Notice there is only one letter difference between pancake, that sweet thing we enjoy eating, and pancake. Pain being something we have all ate of as well. Still, there is only one letter difference between pancake and pancake. That letter is I. I as in individual choice. Will life be sweet or stressful? The dictionary defines sweet as being both satisfying and awesome. Will your life be sweet, satisfying, and awesome, or will it be stressful? It's an individual choice. Your life is what you make it. Your life is what you make it. Pancake or pancake. It's all in how you choose to perceive a situation. It's all in how you choose to perceive a situation. Batter up. Starting at verse 5 of 1 Kings 17, when the brook dried up, God commanded a widow beforehand to provide for Elijah. Chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. After a while, the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have," meaning it was already done, "I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." But when Elijah actually shows up, what does the widow do? She looks at the little she has and concludes she has not enough to do what the Lord said he had commanded her to do. And God says, "Some of you under the sound of my voice, you're just like that widow. You know what God has commanded you to do, but instead of obeying, you are focused circumstances. You know what God wants you to do, but instead of focusing on what he said and obeying, you're looking at circumstances. Don't let what's out of your control hinder you. Don't let what's out of control hinder you. In the text, the fact that the widow only had enough batter to make 2 pancakes, one for her and one for her son, was out of her control. But what was in her control was her choice. Your choice is always in your control. You have a choice to obey God or not. And that was the choice she had. She could obey God or not. She could obey the man of God sent to her or not. Somebody needs to know your deliverance is found in your obedience. Your deliverance is found in your obedience. In the midst of every trial, there is always an instruction or instructions that needs to be followed. Elijah, arise and go to Zarephath. Arise to Zarephath. But love, there is always a place where you will feel better. Somebody tonight needs to discover their own Zarephath and go there. Sometimes in the midst of trials, you just need to get away. Not run away, but escape. There is a difference. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 from the New King James. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape." He will do what? He will make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Escape. Elijah, arise and go to Zarephath. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Widow, I command you to provide for Elijah. Instructions, instructions, instructions. God is a God of instructions. All through this trial, he was given both Elijah and the instructions. Instructions in need of obedience. That's all it was, instructions in need of obedience. Instructions right in the midst of the trial. Instructions. What is God saying to you? Be still enough to hear. Be still enough to hear. Notice from the text, both Elijah and the widow were in need. Both Elijah and the widow were in need. Elijah, because the brook had dried up where he was before. And the widow, because her food was about to run out. Each had the other's answers. Each had the other's answer. Elijah needed her bread, her pancake, and water to fulfill his hunger needs. Elijah needed her bread and pancake to fulfill his hunger needs. And the widow to obey and give to destroy the lack of her house, herself, her son, and her possessions. Listen carefully. What you do or don't do, whether you choose to obey or disobey, does affect others. It does affect others. Three things that will break the spirit of lack. There are three things in this text that will break the spirit of lack. Number one, an ear to hear God when he speaks via the Holy Spirit, an ear to hear God when he speaks via the Holy Spirit. At the end of this message, we will be praying for an ear, because that's so important. We will be praying for an ear. Number two, obedience. And number three, giving. 1 Kings 17:10, I just said to her, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. 11, as she was going to get it, he called to her again and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Beloved, God has put the outcome of what you have or don't have in your hand. I can feel somebody on that. Beloved, God has put the outcome of what you have or don't have in your hand. Verse 12, and she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not. I have not is the wrong mentality to have. I have not is the wrong mentality to have. I have not a loaf baked. I have not a loaf baked, but only a handful of meal in a jar and a little jar of oil. Notice Elijah never asked her what she had baked. Notice Elijah never asked her what she had baked. But the man of God said, bring me a morsel of bread. Beloved, if you don't have it done, God expects you to get it done. Beloved, if you don't have it done, God expects you to get it done. No more excuses. Kind of obeying God is still obedience. That's so important. Kind of obeying God is still disobedience. Disobedience is the quickest way to stressful life. Disobedience is the quickest way to create a stressful life. Looking at the little you have instead of heeding what God said is a painful decision. Looking at the little you have instead of heeding what God said is a painful decision. Don't let your sight stop you from getting it right. Obey God. Don't let your sight stop you from getting it right. Obey God. Obey God, and when the brook dries up in your life, he will provide, just like he did for Elijah. If you obey him when the brook dries up in your life, whatever the situation would be, whatever the circumstances, he will provide. Your life can be sweet like a pancake or a stressful pancake. Your choices determine what will be in your batter. Your choices determine what will be in your batter. When you have much at stake, it's the perfect time, right in the midst of your stress, to take a leap of faith. Do not be afraid. God has commanded you to do, he will give you the grace to do. Do not be afraid. What God has commanded you to do, he will give you the grace to do. A leap of faith interrupts stress any day. Stress will take a leap of faith. A leap interrupts stress any day. Your sacrificial giving could save your life and the life of someone you care about. Your sacrificial giving could save your life and the life of someone you care about. 1 Kings 17:7-8. After a while, the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, after your season has dried up, the word of the Lord will come to you. After your season has dried up, the word of the Lord will come to you. Will you be listening? What God says to you in your time of need could make all the difference. Will your life be full of obedience, sweet and satisfying like a pancake, or will your life display disobedience and be like a stressful pancake? What's in your batter? As long as there is disobedience in your life, there will be stress in your life. I feel that on somebody right now, you need that. As long as there's disobedience in your life, there will be stress in your life. Disobedience gives Satan a door in which to play. Disobedience gives Satan a door in which to play. Give no foothold, give no room, no opportunity to the devil. The widow in the text, a mother, had to choose between what she was seeing and what she was hearing. She had to choose between what she was seeing and what she was hearing. In the text, she was seeing lack and hearing words from Elijah, the man of God. I'm sure some single parent out tonight knows how it feels to have to choose. You can only pray. You can only hope you are making the right decision. Just like the woman in the text, she had to make a decision. A word for somebody, you are focused on lack, on the fact that you have not. Everything else someone tries to tell you is just words, useless words. The woman in the text had the faith and she had to make a decision. She had to decide if Elijah's words meant anything to her, if his words were of value or was his words useless. 1 Kings 17 and 12. Again, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a loaf baked, but only a handful of meal in the jar and a little oil in the bottle. See, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Lack gives you the illusion that your situation is in its final stages. Lack gives you the illusion that your situation is in its final stages. See, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. But love, you shouldn't want anyone to see you at your lowest but God. Notice in the text, the mother does not give her son a choice. When gave me this, it blew my mind. Notice in the text, the mother does not give the son a choice. She automatically assumes he wants to die with her. Never force your assumptions on another, especially when they have just as much at stake as you do. Never force your assumptions on another, especially when they have just as much at stake as you do. Don't let lack make your decisions. Don't let lack make your decisions when tomorrow is yet to come. That's powerful. Don't let lack make your decisions when tomorrow is yet to come. Still, the widow in the text was hesitant. Hesitation empowers fear and will hinder the manifestation of your blessing. Who am I talking to? Hesitation empowers fear and will hinder the manifestation of your blessing. Somebody right now, your hesitation to just do it is hindering your progress. Just do what the man of God, the woman of God told you, and God has confirmed via his Holy Spirit in you. The widow was hesitant. But you know what? Elijah keeps talking to her. Why? Why does he keep talking to her? Because he knows God told him to come to this particular woman. And he knows what God has told this woman to do. When you know for sure what God has told you, you can continue with little or no cooperation. When you know what God has told you to do, you can continue with little or no cooperation. When you know for sure what God has told you, you won't stop until you get your desired results. That's for somebody. When you know for sure what God has told you, you won't stop. You won't stop until you get the desired results. 1 Kings 17:1. Elijah the Tishbite of the temporary residence of Galilee. Somebody needs to know your current situation is just a temporary. It's just a temporary situation. Somebody needs to know that your current situation is temporary. It's a temporary location. You will be moving on from this. 1 Kings 17:9. Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Just as God made arrangements beforehand, before the need arose for Elijah. He made the arrangements beforehand, before Elijah even had a need. He will do the same for you. Your way of escape is connected to a person. Your way of escape is connected to a person. The faster you obey, the speedier your escape from this, your drought season. Oftentimes, God will send you to a person who appears to have not, so that your eyes can witness a supernatural turnaround. Because just looking at the widow, everybody would say, why would God send a man of God to a widow? She's already lost enough. But God knows what he's doing. No matter what you're going through, know that God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Expect to be blessed by the one the world would label less likely to succeed. Expect to be blessed by the one the world would label less likely to succeed. In the first part of Romans 10:17, from the New King James, it says, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. So Elijah, the man of God, continued to talk to the widow until her faith was awakened. Faith is the only thing that can kill hesitation. Faith is the only thing that can kill hesitation. So if tonight you're hesitating a lot, you need to build your faith. Build your faith. Faith is the only thing that will kill hesitation. And she obeyed, giving him what appeared to be her last. God says, tell somebody, this is not your last opportunity. This is not your last opportunity. She gives to be her last. She gives, and the spirit of death is broken off her mind. Somebody needs it. She gives, and the spirit of death is broken off her mind. Remember in the text, she tells Elijah, my son and I are going to eat this and die. We're going to eat this and die, the spirit of death. She gives what appears to be her last, and the Bible says in 1 Kings 17:15-16, she did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate many days. The jar of meal was not spent, nor did the bottle of oil fail, according to the word that spoke through Elijah. This may appear to be your last day of surplus, but may I remind you that God is a God of more than enough. You will have enough substance generating through you, whether it's in the form of food or money. You will have enough surplus, enough substance generating through you, whether in the form of food or money. You will have enough to take care of your needs, yours, someone else, and your household. God says someone's household is coming out of the red into the black. God says somebody's household is coming out of the red into the black, not on any money. Lack is removing itself because of your faith. Lack is removing itself because of your faith, your obedience, and your giving. And the quality of this blessing will be days, plural. When God gives, he doesn't just give for now. When God gives, he doesn't just give for now, but he gives for days, plural. Glory to God. Somebody needs to receive that. Receive the words of God spoken through a man or woman of God. Somebody saying, how will I know when it's really a man or a woman of God? And how will I know when I should receive? Well, let me answer that for you. I'm going to answer it through John 10:10. God's word always promotes life and can be backed up by the Bible and via the Holy Spirit in you. God's word always promotes life and can be backed up by the Bible and via the Holy Spirit in you. Any spirit other than God promotes death, killing, and stealing. One word from God acting on in faith is all you need to turn your situation. One word from God acted on in faith. You got to act on it. Because the Bible says that faith without works is dead, so you must act on it. Faith is an action word. One word from God acting on in faith is all you need to turn your situation around. I feel a shift. I feel a shift. If there's anyone on the phone that's in specific prayer at this time, press 1 and I would be glad to pray with you. I pray that the word of the Lord was a blessing to somebody on tonight. Online, if you are in need of prayer or private consultation throughout the week, you can always text or call 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire, just like the show, @gmail.com. Prayer immediately following this song. This is Exalted by Chris Tomlin.
Exalted, he is exalted on high, he is exalted. Great is the Lord, let all the nations say,
Father God, give us ears that are sensitive to your voice, ears in tune with your Holy Spirit. Help us to discipline the flesh, our wants and desires to be, and help us to discipline our flesh, our wants and our desires, to be still and listen, to expect, as we would expect the arrival of a treasured friend. We expect you, Lord. We expect your instructions. We expect a way of escape. We expect provision. Give us zeal to build our faith, the zeal to obey, the zeal to give. We come against the spirit of lack. We come against the spirit of death. We come against the spirit of depression. Break off the mind right now. Bow and submit to the name of Jesus. And everybody at the sound of my voice says, amen. So be it. Thank you once again for joining me on tonight. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Faith page. Also, check out the website, prolificfire.com. That's prolificfire.com. And if you have the zeal to give, donate on the website via PayPal. As I always say, when I encourage you to give, Proverbs 34:9 from the Contemporary English Version says, honor the Lord, you his special people. No one who honors the Lord will ever, ever, ever be in need. This ministry is on iTunes. That's right, this ministry is on iTunes. Just search Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy. There's Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy. For my Android users, download a podcast app. There are several. You can download Double Pod or OneCast, etc. Download the podcast and subscribe to Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy. It's free. God is good. Tonight in the opening, I played Lord You're Holy by Karen Wheaton. And I also played How I Love You by Rick Pino. Next Monday, I'm so excited. Join us next Monday when Gwendolyn Wise Williams will be sharing a message entitled Emotional Nakedness. Thank God for Gwendolyn, and thank God for each of you. Good night.